Hearing
have to vote on that?
No, sir, I don't think so. We've already voted, I think. Proposed amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 295010, Black Sea Bass.
Have some additional comments that came in.
Thank you, ma'am.
The commercial black sea bass fishery in Virginia is a limited entry fishery. The directed fishery operates an ITQ system, and the bycatch fishery operates with trip limits. The 2009 black sea bass coastwide total allowable landing will be 45% less than what it was in 2008. Virginia receives 20% of the commercial portion. The Virginia quota will be 218,683 pounds. And you can compare that to the 2008 quota, which was 405,000 pounds, a little more than. All industry members were invited to a meeting to discuss allocation options in September. Those present unanimously recommended reducing the bycatch quota from 40,000 pounds to 10,000 pounds and redistributing that resulting 30,000 pounds to the active directed permit holders based on their ITQ. Mm-hmm. They defined active as any permittee who had landed at least 500 pounds in at least two of the 3 years from 2005 through 2007. They also suggested reducing the bycatch limit from 200 pounds to 100 pounds and eliminating the 10% exception after 75% of the bycatch quota had been landed. In October, a letter describing this proposal was sent to the industry. Staff received a letter from Captain James Rule, which is attached to your evaluation, who suggested transferring the quota from the bycatch fishery after April 30th. This is based on his knowledge that the vast majority of the bycatch landings by trawl vessels would happen before that date. After April 30th, what remains of the 40,000 pounds could be transferred to the directed fishery as described, except for 10,000 pounds to remain with the bycatch fishery. In Table 1 on the second page of your evaluation, you can see that the bycatch industry has landed less than 10,000 pounds in 2007, but has also had a history of higher landings in previous years as well. With the increased 2009 flounder allocation, a delay in reducing the bycatch quota may prevent discards in the chance that the quota would be harvested during the season. Last week, we received an additional comment from Mr. Dorenty, which is the letter I just passed out, and he had additional suggestions about the bycatch quota and the distribution. Staff's recommendation is to adopt draft regulation 950 pertaining to black sea bass that establishes the directed fishery quota as 168,683 pounds, establishes the bycatch fishery quota as 40,000 pounds from January 1st through April 30th, and 10,000 pounds from May 1 through December 31. On May 1, any extra quota gained from that reduction in bycatch quota would be distributed to the active directed fishery members based on their individual transferable quota share. It also reduces the bycatch trip limit to 100 pounds after 75% of the bycatch quota has been harvested.
How much was the directed fishery quota?
That's a typo I just noticed. The entire fishery quota is 218,000, but then we must subtract 50,000
right.
for the bycatch and 10 for the hardship.
Okay.
The regulation is correct.
Okay. Questions of the commission? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Does anyone here wish to be heard on this? Yes, sir. Mr. Snow.
The bycatch is going to be equally that was staff's recommendation, the bycatch be equally distributed.
It's go ahead.
Or did that go to the 500 pounds?
The bycatch fishery is actually managed through a trip limit, so they have their normal 200 pounds per trip.
You were going to give an extra black sea bass?
Yes. Normally, the bycatch fishery will receive 40,000 pounds, and the way an individual harvests that is through a trip limit, so they don't have an ITQ like the directed fishery. After April,
is that extra that they're going to catch, is that going to be divided equally or only to the people that have caught 500 pounds?
That's only to the active people, which would be 500 pounds in two of the previous 3 years. And it's not equal. It would be divided
well,
by their
IQ. By their quota, yeah. I don't have a dog in this fight, but I've had several phone calls about this one. And the people that have a quota and have been leasing their quota, I feel as though they should be entitled to what everybody else is entitled to. And I guess a good way to look at this, and maybe even think about this in the past when we talk about latent effort and all, the waterman feels as though his quotas, his cars, his license gears and everything are an asset to me. And it's kind of like a piece of stock. And just say all of you gentlemen up here had equal number of shares or even unequal numbers of shares in the same public company. And I'll say Mr. Bowden and Mr. Robbins had been going ahead and going into dividend reinvestment every year. Well, all of a sudden you come out and you get an increase in your dividend that you're going to pay out. Are only Mr. Robbins and Mr. Bowden entitled to that dividend, that increase in dividend, or should all of you be entitled to it? And I think that same type of analogy would hold true in this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Mark Hodges, let me clarify one thing. You used to say staff changed recommendation to leave the 40,000 pounds until April 1st. Is that what staff recommendation
yes.
is?
And then after May 1st, the remainder of the 40,000 pounds, except for 10,000 pounds for the bycatch,
okay.
will be distributed in the way we
set. At Fennel, what has been caught from January
yes.
to April?
That's just in case.
January through April.
Yes. And that is basically to prevent any sort of discards later in the year in the off chance that because of the increases in the flounder fishery, we have a very large bycatch in the first few months of the year, which we don't, which last year we didn't have that. This year we haven't, but that's just in case for as a protection so that we won't have bycatch later in the year. I mean, discard later in the year.
Right. Okay. So whatever they catch, then they'll still have 10
mm-hmm.
for the rest of the year.
And then the active director fishery members will receive the rest.
Okay. Okay. When most of us directed fish, sea bass fishermen came for the staff, of course, because of what the fishermen had been catching in the bycatch had been reduced so much, and that our quota is going down a little over 40%, which the way it sits now, my quota will go down about 50%, which is really below the threshold of being in business. And that's why industry came before the council to try to reduce that bycatch. So it would give a little bit more quota to the people who have actually been living off the sea bass, that it is a major part of their income. So I'd have to disagree with what staff recommends and to have it where industry first came to them and have the 10,000 pounds for the total year in lieu of that. Like I said, my quota is going to be reduced by 50% this year, and we're at the threshold of, as Mr. Bowden said, of being against the wall and being out of business. So that little bit that would be divided by your percentage is to me it's not that much quota, but it's a big part of the year because of the reduced amount of quota we have next year. I disagree with staff on that recommendation. Any questions?
All right, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Robbins.
Mark, I appreciate your concern. I mean, the quota's been cut 45%.
Yeah.
It's a drastic reduction. Obviously, the stock's not doing well. There was a decrease in the index of abundance. But if we don't follow staff's recommendation, those bycatch catches are still going to occur. And they're going to be dead discards. They're going to be turned into dead discards if we don't allow them to be landed. I think what Jimmy suggested is that we allow those to be retained through the first part of the year, through the end of April, and then after that, if there's still some left, that those be distributed. So it's a matter of trying to make sure that we're not contributing to dead discards, which if we have too low a bycatch cap will happen, and the resource is already in bad shape. So the idea would be to have, you know, have those converted into landings rather than dead discards, and then allow the balance to go to the directed fishery.
Well, that's why the staff came up with 10,000 pounds originally, is because of the amount of bycatch that had been produced in the past year. So it's not like we're taking away the, you know, the bycatch quota at 100%. We're just trying to use up some of the unused quota.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Hodges.
Sure.
Appreciate it. Anyone else? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. May I ask a question of staff? Have we historically used the 500 pounds as a basis for allocating bycatch to the directed fishery?
Second page of your evaluation, there's a table, table one. And if you look on that, under its listing for bycatch fishery, total pounds per year back in 2004 is a little over 18,000 in the bycatch. In 2005, it was 41,000. 2006 was 17,000. Just in recent time that we've seen less than 10,000 pounds. Thus the recommendation from staff for a little bit of caution here. We will be upping our flounder quota next year. It is the winter fishery, which is about 70.3% of the flounder fishery. If they're going to encounter them, that's the time when we're going to see the increase in their bycatch landings.
Right.
It's better than shoveling them off the deck either. If a dead black sea bass is a dead black sea bass.
Further questions? Thank you, Joe. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I'm sensitive, Mr. Chairman, to Mark's concern, but I think what staff's recommending is probably a prudent course of action, because the summer flounder quota is increasing, and effort will be there in the first quarter, and it makes sense that we would want to convert those fish into landings rather than dead discards, and then after that let them go to the bycatch fishery. So I would move to approve staff's recommendation.
Second. Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hodges. Next item on the agenda.